Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary. This week's commentary for Parashat Tetzaveh was written by Rabbi Matthew Berkowitz, Director of Israel Programs for JTS. At the core of Parashat Tetzaveh is a detailed description of the clothing worn by the officiants who would perform ritual service in the sacred space known as the Tent of Meeting, and later the Temple. In the same way that holy space must be constructed differently from common space, so too must the priests and high priest be separate from the common people. It is for this reason that Torah commands the fabrication of special clothing. Think of it as a holy uniform for holy ritual. First, we read the detailed descriptions of all the sacral vestments required by the high priest. The ephod, the breastplate, robe, frontlet, tunic, headdress, and sash. And then the parasha turns its attention to the special apparel of the ordinary priests. While each description of the various appurtenances is enticing and aesthetic in its own right, most striking and tantalizing to the senses is the hem of the robe worn by the high priest. Exodus 28 teaches, "On its hem make pomegranates of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, all around the hem, with bells of gold between them all around, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe. Aaron shall wear it while officiating, so the sound of it is heard when he comes into the sanctuary before the Lord, and when he goes out, that he may not die." Why does Torah emphasize the chiming of these golden bells? Not surprisingly, there are a number of explanations of these bells. Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir, explains that since the high priest is the only one who may be present when performing the ritual of atonement, the bells chime to signal to others that they must leave the sacred space. The proof text for Rashbam is found in Leviticus 16, verse 17, which states, "When he, the high priest, enters the sacred space to make atonement, nobody else will be in the tent of meeting until he comes out." For Rashbam, the bells are needed to express a message to other humans. Nachmanides, Ramban, presents a different view in his commentary, explaining, "God commanded the sounding of the bells, so that the priest enter before his master as if with permission. For one who comes into the king's palace suddenly incurs the penalty of death, just as we find with King Ahasuerus." In other words, Nachmanides makes the argument that the golden bells serve as a means of announcing one's presence to God before entering God's sacred place. Writ large, these commentaries focus on different audiences. Either the bells are for other humans, Rashbam, or they're meant for God, Ramban. Rabbi Shmuel Avidor HaKohen provides an alternative reading, arguing that the bells represent how we as individuals relate to God in our soulful lives. Inspired by the portion of the verse which says that the sound of it is heard when he comes into the sanctuary, he asks the question, when a person approaches holiness in their lives, is he or she required to raise his or her voice, especially with regard to prayer, or is it better to whisper and employ a more modest voice? In response, HaKohen turns to two modes of prayer represented by Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin and Rabbi Yisrael of Rushin. When Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin prayed with his devotees, he encouraged them to pray from a place of passion, employing heartfelt crying out to God and ecstatic body movements. During prayer, he would even cry out, "Bring the fire, bring the fire." Their prayer was chaotic, stormy, loud, and expressive. In contrast, Rabbi Yisrael of Rutin taught his followers to pray with a kol demama daka, still small voice. He encouraged his devotees to learn the discipline of tending to and nurturing the soulful fire that burns within the confines of one's soul, and then expressing it in a modest, understated way that is true to oneself, but subtle and modest to others. Jews pray in a multiplicity of ways, between the poles expressed by Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbi Yisrael. While there are Jews that comfortably locate themselves to one or the other, tending towards loud, expressive prayer on the one hand, or a modest, restrained demeanor on the other, the majority of us embrace the shades of grey in between. There are times in our spiritual lives when we need to call out with a full voice, and other times when we need to embrace that still, small voice inside of us. Perhaps the models represented by these two modes find their resonance in the introvert-extrovert tension. Extroverts derive energy from connecting passionately with others and being surrounded by people, noise, and energy. Introverts, on the other hand, need their own space. And though introverts may express themselves with a still small voice, their modesty should not be misinterpreted as apathy or indifference. Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbi Yisrael, and extroverts and introverts, represent two complementary ways of engaging with the world and expressing one's unique voice. But more than that, I see this as not only reflecting postures towards prayer, but also postures on interfacing with life and our world. We need both, not only in the world of spirituality, but also in the larger world, especially when it comes to politics, social issues, American Jewish life, and the State of Israel. Every single one of us journeys through life with a hem of golden bells. These bells are indeed unique to each and every one of us. The challenge we are faced with is finding the proper way for the sound of these bells to be heard. The voice of these bells needs to be heard by others, by God, and perhaps most importantly, by our inner selves. Parashat Tetzaveh gives us the gift of thinking about how we want our special voice heard in the world. To not accept this challenge is to deprive ourselves and others of a precious vehicle towards expressing the unique image of God inherent in each of us. If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.